This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Wednesday morning. Maybe it's Wednesday at lunchtime. Maybe it's even 8:45 at night and you've tuned in to WGOD Radio. I thank you for taking the time to join us here today. We are in the middle part, part two of three of a sermon I just preached last weekend. It's entitled The Throne Room of God. We've moved up to chapters 4 and 5 in our study now in the book of Revelation. Not a whole lot of text in both of these chapters, so I was able to cover them both in one sermon. That's what we're looking at here today. We're going to wrap this up tomorrow, and then Friday we'll be back with the parable of the talents as we work in our way through Bible prophecy and Matthew chapter 25. So in the meantime, again, this is part two of the throne room. We are, he called us up and he called John up and said, come up hither. And the apostle John said he saw a door open in heaven, and he came in. And then he saw a lamb, and the lamb took a scroll out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne. And the lamb was the only one worthy to loose the seals on the scroll. And that's what we're looking at, as the lamb, who we know is Jesus Christ, was loosing the seals on the scrolls. Various judgments and things happened here on earth. The start of the tribulation period, that's what we're looking at here today. This Sunday, I'm preaching the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. That's chapter 6. You are invited. More on that as we head into the weekend. Here now is part 2 of this message, The Throne Room of God. Here's another excellent commentary. 7 designations of the Holy Spirit are found in the New Testament. Let's try this on. Number 1, the Spirit of Truth. John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Number 2, the Spirit of holiness. Romans 1:3, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Number 3, the Spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13, we, having the same spirit of faith, believe. Number 4, Spirit of wisdom. Ephesians 1:17, that God may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Number 5, Spirit of power. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Number 6, Spirit of grace. Hebrews 10:29. Of how much worse punishment shall he be thought worthy of who has done despite unto the Spirit of grace? And lastly, we looked at Sunday school this morning, 1 Peter 4:14, the Spirit of glory. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory rests upon you. All right, I side with this interpretation. The 7 spirits before his throne is a reference to the Holy Spirit. Why do I say that? Because of chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. It's part of the Trinity greeting. The very beginning of the book,
He says, greetings from God, from he who is and who was and who is to come. Greetings from the Son of God and greetings from the sevenfold Spirit. So he's part of the Trinity greeting. Therefore, I think this is a reference to the Holy Spirit. And this book is a book of symbolism, right? Seven is an important number. It's the Holy Spirit in his perfection, in his completeness, would be my guess if you were to ask me what I think this means. Okay, now for the next absolutely awesome sight in heaven. Verse 6, remember I've entitled this sermon, is the throne room of God. He's called us up and he's let us in. And we're looking at the throne room of God. Now before the throne was a sea of glass like crystal. This is verse 6. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. Greek word for creature is the word zoo. Z-O-O. Actually, Z-O-O-N to be technical. Meaning living creature or an animal. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature, like a calf. The third living creature had the face of a man. The fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. What a sight to see, huh? This is the name of God, who was and is to come. The name of God is the, in English, is the verb to be. I am, you are, he is. Most Greek manuscripts have the word holy 9 times, not 3. Most Greek manuscripts, there's probably maybe 200 in existence now for the book of Revelation, as opposed to 4,000 of the Gospels. Most Greek manuscripts have the word holy 9 times, not 3. Verse 9, whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. By your will they exist and were created. What an incredible scene. The 24 elders being the 12 apostles and perhaps the 12 tribes of Israel, too. It's kind of freaky, perhaps, for John to see with his own eyes the 12 apostles, since he was one of them, right? Okay, let's move on with this heavenly scene here. Let's move on to chapter 5. Now, I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll, Greek word biblios, where our word Bible comes from. I saw a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Now, it's God the Father on the throne, right? We'll see God the Son in a moment, who's represented by a different symbol. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and loose its seals? Now, this scroll is the title deed to planet Earth and all of its history, past, present, and future. Verse 3, no one in heaven or earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, ha, I wonder if it was maybe himself, but he was unable to recognize him. Can you imagine that? Here's John writing this and here's John coming up to telling him, psst, fool. Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, he has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as though it had been slain. Greek word here meaning slaughtered, not killed. Having seven heads, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. All right, now this book of Revelation is a book of symbols. The lamb slain. Matter of fact, Revelation chapter 13 says the lamb slain from the foundation of the world is a picture of Jesus Christ, right? Whom John the Baptist declared, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. I heard J. Vernon McGee say the book of Revelation is the easiest book in the world to understand once you understand what the symbols mean. We know what lamb is. We know who the lamb is. We know who the dragon is, right? That ought to intimidate you to no end to see when I see someone that had two horns like a lamb but spoke like a dragon. Man, oh man, you better run. He expects you to know who that is. Those of you that know the Word of God won't be deceived. Those of you that don't know the Word of God, I don't know what to tell you. Other than Matthew 24:24, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect, meaning you. Okay. Let's move on here. I'm already out of time. Revelation 5:8. Now, when he had taken the scroll, that's the Lamb. That's Jesus. He's taken the scroll from God's hand. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you've redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you've made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Boy, let's not just skimp over this, what he said here. It's the blood of Christ that's redeemed us, right? You have redeemed us to God by your blood. That word redeem, it means to buy back out of the slave market.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Check.